ever find yourself wondering if your real life is waiting on the other side of the 9-to-5 grind? You're not alone. I've been there too, staring into my classroom, daydreaming about a life where work feels like freedom and success that doesn't mean missing another moment of what lights me up. So in today's episode, I'm sharing my story from the teaching world to becoming a top 0.1% Etsy seller with digital products. No gimmicks, just the honest journey of how I turned my need for more time, more joy, more presence with my kids into a reality. So if you've ever thought to yourself, there has got to be a better way, you are in the right place because there is. And in this episode, I'm going to show you how it happened for me and how it can happen for you too. Are you feeling stuck in this cycle of wanting more without knowing where to begin? Do you want to start an online business that actually makes you money without taking up all of your time or draining your energy on social media? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your kids and less time trapped in your 9-to-5? Well, there's a way to launch a successful online business, generating sustainable and passive income, freeing up your life, and allowing for more core memories with your family. I'm Jacqueline Butler, a devoted boy mom and Philadelphia sports fan, an Etsy and online business coach, and a top 0.1% Etsy seller. And you're listening to Freedom Through Passive Profits, the podcast all about building your passive and profitable online business with Etsy digital products. We'll talk about Etsy strategies, making money while you sleep, redefining success, and creating a business without social media that brings you freedom and lights you up. So sneak in those earbuds and let's dive into today's episode. Hello, my loves, and welcome to my first podcast episode. I'm so freaking excited. But before I dive into the whole story about how I tripled my teaching salary selling digital products on Etsy, I just wanted to be sure that I let you know about my free masterclass where I give you my top 3 secret strategies of a 0.1% Etsy seller in a 50-minute-ish deep dive class for free. You can register for this at jacqueline-butler.com/free masterclass. And I'll also drop that link into the episode description. So go check that out. And there's a super sweet surprise waiting for you if you watch it. All right, so let's get into this first episode. And because it's my first episode to the podcast, I just figured that maybe you and I should get to know each other a little bit before diving into all the good that's coming your way. It's also really important that you understand that I'm legit. I'm not just someone who made a few digital products, opened up an Etsy shop, made a few sales, and decided to start a podcast claiming success. First of all, that just ain't me. And my story is also not an overnight success story either. And as a side note, I cannot stand digital marketing gurus. You can't see me right now, but I'm doing air quotes and also rolling my eyes. These people on Instagram who claim thousands of dollars overnight or selling these digital products that made them instantly ultra mega money in the bank rich. It's BS. They know it. I know it. And I hope that you do too. So before I get to the part where I actually found success and became a globally ranked top 0.1% Etsy seller with over 90,000 sales, I have to start where I started, and that would be rock bottom. So I'm gonna take you all the way back to high school, all the way back in the womb. No, I'll just take you back to high school. I don't necessarily think it's fair, you know, asking 18-year-olds what they want to be when they grow up, but that's the world we live in. So all I ever really knew was teaching. My mom was a teacher. All of my friends were going into teaching. So I just kind of thought that was my natural progression. And I played softball in college. So I was like, I like sports. I should teach phys ed. And I went to school to be a phys ed teacher. I thought, hey, this sounds great. This is kind of like in alignment with who I am right now in my life. And as soon as I was in it, I realized what did I do? I don't really like this, but I'm in it. And let's just see it through. So I get out, I graduate, I get a job right out of college, and about 4 years into my job, I'm like, I freaking hate this. I hate my job. I don't want to teach health and PE. And it just wasn't for me. It just, teaching wasn't for me. Health and phys ed wasn't for me. And so I did something that I probably shouldn't have done at that time, and I resigned. And, you know, you can only imagine how that conversation went over with my parents and with my husband when I was like, yeah, I just like don't really want to do this anymore. And I'm good. I can find something else. You know, that's that. How old was I? Maybe like 26, 25, 26. And making that call. And also maybe it didn't go over well because I'm like, I think I'm going to bartend instead. I thought about going back to school for a bunch of different things. Like I could have been a nurse. I could have done, you know, I don't even remember at that point. I was going through all the different things that I could do other than teaching. So as I am bartending and not having a secure teaching job in my 20s, you can only just imagine that the life that I was living at that point, my husband loses his job. So at that point, the pressure was on me to get something more secure and stable as he was trying to do the same. But I knew, hey, listen, I can go and I can get a teaching job and we can, you know, get on those benefits. It's really good. So I interviewed with another school district and got the job. And to be honest with you, as soon as I was starting in that district, I'm like, man, this isn't so bad. Like, I really like my coworkers. This is working out. They value us. It was better than my other school, but it still wasn't right. And at this point, I was also starting to feel this entrepreneurial spirit growing within me. Like, I had already known that I didn't want to be a teacher. I didn't know what it was that I wanted to do, but I felt this little, like, entrepreneurial spirit within me. And I had no idea what to do about that. I didn't have any friends that owned their own business. I didn't have any mentors or parents or people that I could go to and talk about this with. And this was back in like 2011, 2012. So, that wasn't like really as much of a thing at that point. So MLMs were, okay, so I started to do some MLMs, full-blown flop, wasted a ton of money trying to do that. Plus, it was super cringy for me. Like, if MLMs are your jam, that's cool. It was not mine. I did not enjoy reaching out to people that I never wanted to talk to again after high school, like sliding into their Facebook Messenger and being like, hey, oh my gosh, great picture of your kids. Hey, do you want to buy some face lotion or these shakes? Like I couldn't do it anymore. But anyway, so I'm in this teaching job that is, you know, better than my other one, but I'm still trying to like do these little side hustle things to make up some extra money with where we were, because we are starting to get into debt pretty bad. And of course, that's when I get pregnant with my first son. And we realize that we are in no financial position to have a kid. So we sell our house, move in with my parents. And the whole purpose of this is to get out of our $50,000 of debt that we're in. So we are back in my parents' house, in my childhood bedroom. And also shout out to my parents. Like, I love you so much. Appreciate you. But obviously not where we wanted to be starting a brand new family. Then my husband loses his next job. And at that time, I find out that I'm pregnant again. Wonderful. Perfect timing. They are 18 months apart. Love them so much. So, so much. But at that time, that was like, you know, just not ideal. While I'm still living at home, I'm pregnant with my second. My mom and I started making handmade crafts, and we took our try at selling them on Etsy. We did craft shows, all of that. And it was okay in the beginning. It was fun. It was creative. But every time an order came in, we were like, yay. And then we were like, oh crap, we have to like actually make this now. So we found that craft shows, we were trading time for money. So while my mom loved it, she's retired from teaching and loves these craft shows. That was fully her jam. She still does it to this day. For me, it was okay in the beginning, but when I was looking at my kids, I'm like, you know, when they get older and they get involved in things, they have, and now they are 7 and 6. So it's like birthday parties every weekend and baseball tournaments and all the different things that they have going on. I knew that down the road, that wasn't stuff that I was willing to miss. So it was something that I was trading my time for money, that I could only make as much money as I had time to create or to serve or to give. Now I'm in this mission. Like, I am on a full-blown mission. I started becoming obsessed with learning about side hustles. Like, I wanted to know all of the different kinds of side hustles that would make sense in my life. I was addicted to figuring it out. I had tried virtual assisting, freelancing, I tried print on demand, I tried all the things. What virtual assisting and freelancing was for me was trading time for money again. I could only make as much money as I had time to serve these other people. And I have a full another story about print on demand. I'll share that in another episode, but none of this stuff worked for me until I was where all of the best ideas happen, in the shower. And at this time it was 2020. We had moved out. I had a toddler and an infant at home. It was COVID and I was virtual teaching. I was sitting there at the computer all day long and I was already making these products for my students. And so I'm thinking, like, this divine intervention in the shower tells me, like, why don't you just sell it? And I was already familiar with Etsy. So I'm like, well, what if I like sold some of the things that I'm already kind of making? So I tried my hand at it and I started my first digital product Etsy shop in June of 2020. And I didn't even realize at this point what passive income was, or the fact that a digital product was something that you made once and it sold over and over and over again, that you didn't have to do anything. When a sale came in, it just fulfilled for you. So anyway, so I open up this shop and I put 5 items in there. And a few days later, I get this notification on my phone that I made a sale and I fully freaked out. I was like, oh my God, I made a sale. I went running to my husband and he was like, cool, whatever, you know. And then I made a few more sales and then I was hooked. Like, I relentlessly created more and more and more. Like, I was fully hooked. I'm like, I'm doing this. This is amazing. I love being able to create these things. I'm already kind of know how to do it. Now, when I look back at those first products, I'm like, oh my God, they're so bad. Like, they are so cringy and they've obviously, you know, updated them as the years went on, but people still bought them. They sold. And within my first 6 months, so from June 2020 to December 2020, I had made over $15,000 in sales. Now, this being digital products, my profit margin was about 85%, which means that the vast majority of my revenue was take-home profit. So that was freaking beautiful. Like, I loved that high profit margin. That's different than what was going on when I was creating physical products with my mom, because then you had your shipping costs and your material cost and the labor costs and the amount of time that it took to create the things. So then I continued in through 2021, and you know, that entire next year, I hit my first 6 figures within a year and a half of my business being open. So in November 2021, I had hit my first 6 figures. And when, like, my husband saw this money coming in, he didn't believe that it was real. He's like, are we allowed to spend that money? Like, are we actually allowed to use that money, or are you going to like get in trouble? And I'm like, you know what? I don't really know. I'm not like totally sure. And I had thought that it was a fluke. You know, I thought that I just got lucky this year. But it was also the first time that it really entered my mind that, like, I could maybe leave my teaching job for this. And so that Thanksgiving of November 2021, I, like, mentioned it during my Thanksgiving dinner with my parents. And of course, they're like, yeah, okay, like, that's really cool that that's what's happening. But, you know, you have a really secure job with teaching. And I barely believed it myself, but it was the first time that it entered into my head. I kind of had it in my mind, well, maybe it was a fluke, but if it continues to happen, maybe it's something that I can really think about. So it went on to repeat that same revenue for the next few years. It wasn't a fluke. I made multiple 6 figures. And at this point, it was fully passive because things that I had made 3 years prior were still selling and I wasn't doing anything. Like, there were months that I just didn't create anything. I was teaching. I didn't have time. My kids were getting older. They were in activities. Like, I didn't have time to create more products. And they were still selling. I was getting notifications every single day, hitting six figures easily every single year. And I wasn't really doing anything to fulfill those sales or, you know, building up my shop. It got to the point where I went on and I saw that I was a globally ranked top 0.1% Etsy seller. Like, first of all, like, can we talk about that for a second? Because that's actually a huge freaking deal. A top 0.1% Etsy seller. At one point, I was ranked within, I think it was like 500 or 400 out of over 5 million Etsy sellers globally. That's big. So looking at that, and then having over 90,000 sales, over 5,500 five-star reviews, we got out of debt. We had vacations fully paid for. Our cars were paid off. We moved into a single family home. So all of that was going on. And why was I still in teaching? Great question. Like, I'm sitting there in a job that I didn't love, not only teaching, but didn't love teaching health and PE. And I still feel like I can't leave my teaching job. And I think that if you are a teacher, or honestly, anybody in like a secure 9-to-5 job knows that, you know, they got you. You're stuck. Think about, you know, for me, it was think about the pension, think about the benefits, the security, or even worse than that, the moral guilt trip, the kids that I love so much. I couldn't leave my students. I loved them. But the truth was, I hated my job. And the biggest shout out, the hugest shout out to teachers, they have the toughest job in the world. It just wasn't for me. And I always knew it. And I wasn't made for more than teaching. I was just made for different than teaching. And it's funny the way that God works, because my last year of teaching got so incredibly toxic for me. And honestly, maybe it was like mostly within myself that I was so back and forth. Should I stay? Should I go? And then I allowed all these things at school to affect me more than they probably should have. But if you know anything about like what's going on inside of the education system, it's just not what it was. And I just didn't love the direction in which it was moving. So much so that I was so in my head about the handcuffs that it had on me, and my mental health ended up just declining like crazy. It was so bad because of it. The stress, the missing of my kids, the missing of their events. I mean, even one day, I was a high school teacher, so I had to contractually be at school at 7:05 in the morning, which meant that I didn't get to see my oldest son, who at that point was in first grade. I didn't get to see him go to school. I didn't get to take him to school. I didn't even see him in the morning. I was out the door, done. And so the first time that I would see him is when I would pick him up from school, and I'm in the car line, and I see him coming to my car, and he's wearing pajamas. And he gets in the car, and I'm like, "Bub, what? Like, why are you wearing pajamas?" And he's like, "Mommy, it's pajama day today." And I lost it. And it was because I had no idea that it was pajama day. I had no clue about anything that was going on. I was so overwhelmed and stressed and burnout and just completely overtaken by what was going on in my life and how much I did not like my job and what was going on there, and that battle within myself of like, I have this really successful side business, but I have to stay here. I was being pulled, but like, it was just complete turmoil for me. So I was sobbing on the last day of school this year because I just couldn't imagine having to go back there the following school year. I was in tears being like, I don't think that I can physically do this. That's how bad it was for me. And I'm a God-loving woman, and I felt this divine intervention again telling me I was done. I could not physically, mentally, or emotionally do it anymore, and that I was also going to be just fine. And it was time that I put my energy towards something that I actually loved doing, and that was creating and being at home and snuggling with my kids in the morning and taking them to school and drinking hot coffee. And listen, my kids are still at the age where they love me, like they're 7 and 6, and I'm not giving that up. So all I wanted was to be able to take them to school, and I could never do that before. And I wanted to be there for their holiday parties and the parades. I couldn't do that before, or I'd have to like fake sick so that I could take a sick day. But if I got caught taking a sick day when I wasn't sick, then they could write you up. Like, it was just this head game that they played with you and, you know, that you worried about your job and your job security just because you wanted to go to a holiday party for your kid. And I knew without a shadow of a doubt what I wanted. Like, I knew exactly what it was. And it was just freedom. And I was too jaded by what the world, what society told me was the right thing to do. Like, you know, stay in the job that you hate because that's what you're supposed to do. And I was so jaded by it that I didn't see that this multiple six-figure side hustle, I just did my air quotes again, is the answer to that freedom that I wanted. So I finally just tell my husband, I got to do it. And I was so nervous about what he was going to say. And because I had made the decision, I'm resigning. And he just looked at me and was like, finally, like, you have been so annoying for the past few years being back and forth about it. And I know I was. But at that point, I'm like, oh, all right, you're like cool with this. So I wrote my resignation, I sent it in. I was also crying about this because I loved my coworkers, I loved my students. And guess what? Like, nobody actually cared when I left. And I don't mean that about my coworkers or the kids, but I mean, my administration was just basically like, all right, we'll replace you. And the thing is that I was replaceable at school. I am not replaceable at home. And that's a huge difference. And yes, I was also crying about this. You know, it was the fear. It was the fear of making the wrong choice, the fear of failure, the fear of letting down my family. Like, I just get emotional even thinking about it. But guess what? I'm doing just fine. And actually, I'm better than fine. I'm freaking amazing. I'm grateful. I have such immense gratitude. I am present with my kids. I'm putting myself first and doing the things that I want to do with my life. I shut my laptop at 3. I'm fully with my kids when they are home. Like, I was way too burnt out to do this before. I'm happy. And I always said I would regret it if I stayed, but I wouldn't regret it if I left. And I don't regret it for one single minute. And that's all because of that little $3 digital product that I put up on Etsy. Freedom, happiness, gratitude, so much. And so that's my story, where I was and where I am now. I'm a completely different person than I was even from the last day of school last year. And because of that, because I know what that freedom feels like and what brought that to me, I want more than ever to show you that it's possible for you to have this freedom too. And freedom doesn't necessarily mean money or wealth or clout. It means what you need it to mean. And for me, that was being present for my kids. That meant not teaching anymore. That meant spending my time in a creative entrepreneurial space that lights me the F up. And I want this for you. I want this for you from the absolute bottom of my heart. I have chills right now. Whatever your freedom looks like, selling digital products on Etsy can be your way to get there too. So even if you have no idea where to start, what to sell, who to sell it to, you have no experience or even a creative bone in your body, I will show you how. Just stick with me and I promise that you are going to be all right. So, my love, thank you so much for sticking with me through my first episode, and that's a wrap. And I truly hope that you'll join me for another one where I'll really go into the goods to lead you to the freedom that you so desperately want and deserve. You deserve it so much. All right, I will catch you in the next episode. Real quick before you go, if this podcast inspired you, encouraged you, or taught you even a little bit, the number one way to thank me is to leave a written review for the show over in Apple Podcasts. I seriously am so grateful every single time I hear from you. It helps to let me know that you actually want me to create more episodes like this one, and maybe share this episode with a friend. That'd be pretty sweet too. I'd also love to connect with you personally in my free Facebook group. Come join us at jacqueline-butler.com/free group. And you can also shoot me a DM on the gram at jacquelinebutler.co. All right, my loves, that's a wrap. Remember, the goal is always to work less and make more. I'll catch you in the next episode.